Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist On Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grossons from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. Among all the consequences of the peculiar love-hate obsession with the beautiful people, simultaneously stoked and decried by the media today, the one identified in the following tale shouldn't be as surprising as it might at first seem. The Swan. Once a swan turned into an ugly duckling. Or, to be more exact, the swan turned itself into an ugly duckling. Being a symbol of the beautiful life wasn't exactly a quiet glide across a still pond. Dodging the paparazzi every day was bad enough, but reading your own press could be much worse. Every two-bit gossip columnist had it in for the swan, it seemed. While hip entertainment hacks on evening TV passed along rumors its love life was in a death spiral for the 100th time. And that last cover of Smart Set magazine, they could have cropped out the droppings, couldn't they? But oh no, those droppings were the whole reason for printing the picture, the swan suspected. It wasn't enough to have millions ogling its svelte body in peekaboo pics at the checkout stand. They needed reassurance the swan's glamour was in fact only skin deep. For how else was the loveliness of others to be borne by the plain and the grace challenged? On the inside, they probably told themselves, the swan must be as unattractive as they were. No, more so, for if they hadn't a prayer of matching it for outward appeal, then it had to be more ill-favored, even revolting within. That way, on balance, any one of them could feel better about failing to have been born a swan. Not to mince words, the swan grumbled to itself, but its droppings were their psychological consolation. You only had to compare how they all sighed over ugly ducklings. And the uglier the better, it seemed. Profuse with empathy for those trapped in a body, they blessed their lucky stars they'd been spared themselves. They were free to imagine an inner beauty in the waddling little unfortunates that must, again in the balance of things, outweigh all surface flaws. And prizing this inner beauty, having the inner beauty yourself to recognize it in those less comely than you, made dismissing earthly attractions like the swans a proof of your own allegiance to more exalted definitions of the beautiful. In short, if plainness could be declared to house the gift of true beauty, then by contrast, they must assume, what appealed to the eye actually had to be an illusion, a cover for some hideous corruption of the soul beneath. No wonder they fixated on swan droppings as proof they themselves weren't really slaves to blind infatuation. Inner beauty also had the advantage of not showing its age, of course. The older and more wrinkled one grew, the more thankful one was to remain a knockout within. Confident of your inner blessings, watching the decline of the physically endowed and the desperate measures they took in hopes of holding off the inevitable must make your own decay that much easier to bear. With so much against it, the swan thought, why not turn itself into an ugly duckling without further delay? Having made the change, the rest of its life could be spent under the dewy gaze of its present detractors, those obsessed with its beauty and grace, while remaining confident they had more of both at heart. living out its days, trying to forget it had ever been a swan in the first place. More fables and parables, like the one you've just heard, are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, and audio CD collections of selected tales can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page of the website.